question from Brother Ahmed from Qatar. He said a certain woman went to Hajj with her husband. Her husband, after they performed Umrah before the Hajj, they went to Medina. Her husband passed away, may Allah have mercy upon him. She then carried on her Hajj with the group of the party, without a mahram, of course. He wants to know, does this invalidate her Hajj?
No, not at all. Has she performed Hajj properly, as the Prophet ﷺ instructed when he said, خُذُوا عَنِّي مَنَاسِكَكُمْ, then inshaAllah her Hajj is done properly and it is valid. As far as the acceptance, I can never say that my prayer has been accepted totally, because I don't know that. I only offer it properly, and I hope and I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would accept it from me. Same thing with every sort of ibadah. Allah the Almighty says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْتُونَ مَا أَتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ أَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ رَاجِعُونَ Surah Al-Mu'minun. He described the believers that they give whatever they give, and they do whatever they do, whether of charity, of kind, righteous deeds, and their hearts are frightened. They don't know whether their actions will be accepted or not. And that is the trait of the true believers. يُؤْتُونَ مَا آتَوْا وَقُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَةٌ. This is number one. Number two, sister, I would like to elaborate furthermore on the issue of performing Hajj and Umrah without, or traveling without the male mahram. We said it is not it's not permitted according to the opinion of the vast majority and according to the sound hadith. Great. What if a woman still did go to perform Hajj? Would that invalidate her Hajj if she does it without a male mahram? No. This is not something that would invalidate the Hajj. It's inseparable from the activities of the Hajj and the manasik and the Hajj rituals. Yet, that's a sin by itself. But if the Hajj was done properly, and if it was Hajjatul Islam, the very first Hajj, then this Hajj, inshaAllah, is accepted and it counts as her Hajj fard. But this is another issue. So I do not link this to that, or hang the acceptance of Hajj, or the validation of Hajj, on taking the mahram with you. The first subject, according to the Jumhur, that you should not travel alone without the male mahram. But if you still travel without the male mahram, I cannot tell you that your Hajj is invalid, because it will be valid if you perform it properly.
Jazakallah.